This is HPR episode 1682 entitled Introduction to the Netizen Empowerment Federation. It is hosted by first-time host Da and is about 10 minutes long. The summary is Introduction to Netizen Empowerment Federation. It is short, so let me know if you'd like detail.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is my first HPR release, and I'm going to keep it short. If anyone is interested in hearing more about any of the projects I mentioned here, I'm happy to do that in another show. First, I just want to say that everything in the Netizen Empowerment Federation is released under a free culture license, though not all of the music selected by our presenters is free culture. Right now, we are blog and podcast focused, but we would like to add digital creators of all types, so photographers, musicians, whatever, you can join as long as you are releasing under a free culture license. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is opensourceplayground.org. I'm doing these sites in the order they were created, though I'm not actually sure if it was OSP, as we call opensourceplayground.org, or Sportazine that was created first, since OSP is the most closely related to HPR, and you know, in that it's about tech. I'm going to start with that. OSP started as a shared hosting gift for new developers, a gift from me. The idea was that I could make the people accounts on DreamHost and they could test the latest free software. Since it wasn't a business, I didn't really promote it. It never took off. I had a few people in Wisconsin make accounts, but they barely used them. It's not really important why the idea failed, but eventually it just became a place for me to talk about tech. Also, LNXW48, aka Linux Walt, is our current systems administrator. Some of you will probably know him, and he occasionally writes pieces for the sites. And like all of the sites that I'm mentioning, we're looking for contributors in one way or another. So if you want to talk about tech and don't have a home, feel free to join us. So sportazine.com is, as far as I'm aware, the only site dedicated to sports and free culture. Being dedicated to free culture and sports means a lot of things. First, it means making sure that online sports viewing works in free format. So if it doesn't, you know, if it requires Flash or something, trying to put pressure on those companies to support OGG and HTML and things of that nature. It also means that we support having free software, fantasy sports implementations, and also that sports journalism happens under free culture licenses. So there's a lot that we can do to help promote that. So Sportazine is sort of a weird beast because we're partnered with JMP Enterprises. I'm not really going to go into that just because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to keep this short, and if people want to know more about Sportazine, I'm more than happy to do another episode in the future. So musicmanagement.com is actually a collection of shows about remixable music. The main show features me and Tom of the band Lorenzo's Music. You can find Lorenzo's Music on Jamendo, SoundCloud, Spotify, the Free Music Archive, and a bunch of other places. They released under a CC BY-SA license. And we usually interview bands. It's not always bands, but, well, musicians. Not obviously, sometimes there's solo artists, but we're usually interviewing musicians. Sometimes it's people that are involved in the music scene in one way or another, but usually musicians. So I also do, or did in the past, I'm on hiatus, this thing called the Lawcast. And I'm going to bring it back eventually, but I'm going to bring it back as a catch-all for more academic and policy stuff that we don't really do on the main show, mostly because Tom doesn't want to do it, but also just because there's only but so much time in the main show, and Tom and I don't have a lot of time where things overlap or we're available. So I'll probably talk a lot more about free software on the reboot. It's not a time that Tom, not a topic that Tom particularly cares about. He's a GNU Linux user like myself, but for the show interviews, he refuses to use anything other than Skype or Hangout for recording the shows. So I'll probably have on musicians on the new reboot of the Waltcast that wouldn't otherwise have on the main show. And then obviously we can talk about, you know, why are you on this show instead of the next show? So that leads us right into free culture. So another thing that we used to do that's on hiatus is a punk cast on Music Mania. It's pretty much what it says it is. Again, I want to bring that back. I have to find some funding, though, because I'm going to get kicked out of the house if I don't find some funding, basically, is what it amounts to. So, you know, hopefully that's no longer the case by the time you hear that, but I'm recording it on December 19th. So, cyberunions.org is the first one that I don't have direct involvement with. I've been on the show once, but aside from that, I don't have any involvement. So I actually think the site cyberunions.org may have started before any of these that I've talked about, but I'm putting it at this point in the show because the cyberunions podcast started after Music Management. So, and their podcast is currently on hiatus. So Steven, one of the presenters there, is now works for the FSF. So, you know, the free software is important to him. No, I'm not going to say a lot about what they do. It's about unions, and it's about tech in those unions. But like I said, I'm not involved, so if people want to hear more about cyber unions on HPR, they should pester Steven. He is either Marxist Vegan or MV, which is short for Marxist Vegan, on, you know, all the social networks that people are probably on, the pumps, the GNU socials, etc. So RhinoTheBearded.com is the next NEF member. RTB really refers to two music shows, one called The OO Show and another called Unformatted. The site also has a stream that carries a variety of shows, including Cerebral Mix, Rage and Frustration, and this last NEF show that I'm going to discuss. So Amateur Zen is another music show, just like Music Management and RhinoTheBearded.com. And unlike Rhino, you can find Alex, the DJ for this show, on GNU Social. He is lrockhq at loadaverage.org, and it's just another Creative Commons music show. He is starting to become more interested in free culture, and you see a ton of Dash and C and Dash and D stuff on Rhino's show, but Alex is really trying to keep it free culture, but every once in a while he plays stuff that is not free culture. So, like I said at the beginning, I am, you know, happy to do other shows where I talk about any of these. Some of the other participants could obviously do shows. Just please let me know. I'm DAW over on FragDev if you want me to know more. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.